Welcome to the GCSE PE Pod, your audio guide to acing your exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire OCR specification, the cardiovascular system. In the next 10 minutes, we'll get your knowledge exam ready, covering the structure of the heart, its function during exercise, and how to hit those top mark bands in your answers. Let's get that blood pumping! Upbeat, short musical sting. All right, let's start with the core concepts. You absolutely must know the structure of the heart and the pathway of blood. Think of the heart as a two-story house with two rooms on each floor. The top floor rooms are the atria, and the bottom floor rooms are the ventricles. It's a double pump system. Why? Because it has two separate circuits for blood flow. The right side of the heart deals with deoxygenated blood, sending it to the lungs. This is the pulmonary circuit. The left side handles oxygenated blood, sending it to the rest of the body. That's the systemic circuit. An easy way to remember this is right returns, left leaves. Blood returns to the right side of the heart and leaves for the body from the left. Let's trace the journey of a single red blood cell. Deoxygenated blood enters the right atrium via the vena cava. It passes through the tricuspid valve into the right ventricle. The ventricle then pumps it through the pulmonary artery to the lungs to pick up oxygen. Now it's oxygenated! This fresh red blood travels back to the heart through the pulmonary vein, entering the left atrium. It flows through the bicuspid or mitral valve into the powerhouse chamber, the left ventricle. The wall of this ventricle is incredibly thick and muscular because it has to pump that oxygenated blood all the way around your body via the aorta. Examiners award a specific mark for knowing the pathway, so memorize it. Vena cava, right atrium, right ventricle, pulmonary artery, lungs, pulmonary vein, left atrium, left ventricle, aorta. Got it? Good. Now, let's talk about the heart's response to exercise. When you start running for a bus, your muscles need more oxygen, so your heart has to work harder. This is controlled by your cardiac output, and you must know this equation. Cardiac output equals stroke volume times heart rate, or Q equals SVXHR. Let's break that down. Heart rate, HR, is simply how many times your heart beats per minute. Stroke volume, SV, is the amount of blood pumped out of the left ventricle with each beat. So cardiac output, Q, is the total amount of blood pumped out per minute. During exercise, both your heart rate and stroke volume increase to deliver more oxygenated blood to your working muscles. This is an immediate short-term response. But what about long-term adaptations? If you train regularly, your heart muscle, just like any other muscle, gets bigger and stronger. The specific term you must use is cardiac hypertrophy. This means the muscular wall of the left ventricle thickens. A stronger contraction means a more powerful pump, which leads to an increase in your stroke volume. Now here's the clever bit. If your heart can pump more blood with each beat, it doesn't need to beat as often to supply the same amount of blood at rest. This results in a lower resting heart rate, a condition known as bradycardia. For an examiner, linking cardiac hypertrophy to increased stroke volume and then to bradycardia is a chain of reasoning that will earn you top marks. Short musical sting. Time for our exam tips and common mistakes section. A huge pitfall for candidates is confusing the pulmonary artery and pulmonary vein. Remember, arteries carry blood away from the heart. The pulmonary artery carries deoxygenated blood away from the heart to the lungs. Veins carry blood into the heart. The pulmonary vein carries oxygenated blood into the heart from the lungs. It's the exception to the general arteries are red, veins are blue rule. Another common mistake is being too vague. Don't just say, the heart gets bigger. Use the technical term, cardiac hypertrophy. Don't just say, more blood is pumped. Use the specific terms, stroke volume increases, leading to a higher cardiac output. Using this precise language shows the examiner you have detailed knowledge. Here's a top tip for AO2 data questions. If you're given a table of results, for example, heart rate and cardiac output, the first thing you should do is calculate the missing variable. In this case, stroke volume. Use the equation Q equals SVXHR. Having that third piece of data ready will almost certainly help you answer the analysis questions that follow. Quickfire quiz sound effect. Okay, 1 minute on the clock for a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, you pause and say the answer out loud. Ready? One, what is the equation for cardiac output? Pause. Q equals SVXHR. 2. Which chamber of the heart has the thickest muscular wall? Pause. The left ventricle. 3. What is the technical term for a lower resting heart rate as a result of training?
Pause.
Bradycardia.
4.
The pathway carrying deoxygenated blood from the heart to the lungs is called the
pulse.
Pulmonary circuit.
5.
Name the valve between the left atrium and left ventricle.
Pause.
The bicuspid or mitral valve. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concept section again. Upbeat musical sting. So, let's summarize. The heart is a double pump with 2 circuits, pulmonary and systemic. You need to know the precise pathway of blood, including the chambers and valves. During exercise, your cardiac output increases, driven by a rise in both heart rate and stroke volume. Long-term training leads to cardiac hypertrophy, which increases stroke volume and allows for a lower resting heart rate, known as bradycardia. Remember to use the technical terms to impress the examiners and always show you're working in data questions. That's all for this episode of the GCSE PE Pod. Keep up the hard work, and I'll see you next time. Music fades in and out.